Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, and also known as the Word is the Way to Life. You know, Jesus is the Word, and He was manifested in the flesh, and He came to show us the way to eternity. Well, there's also a lot of good, wonderful things in the Psalms, and we've been looking at Psalm 51 through Psalm 100, and this week we're at Psalm 83, Hear God's Word. This is also known as the Psalm of Asaph, and it's also a song. O God, don't sit idly by, silent and inactive. Don't you hear the tumult of your enemies? Don't you see your arrogant enemies and what they're doing? They devise crafty schemes against your people, laying plans against your precious ones. Come, they say, let us wipe out Israel as a nation. We will destroy the very memory of its existence. This was their unanimous decision. They signed a treaty as allies against you, the Edomites, the Ishmaelites, the Moabites, and the Hagites. Yes, Gadalites, Anamites, Ankelites, and all the people of Philistia and Tyre. Assyria, they even had joined them too, and is allied with the descendants of Lot. Do to them as you did to the Midianites, or you did to Seara and Jabin at the Kishon River. They were destroyed at Endor, and their decaying corpse fertilized the soil. Let their mighty nobles die as Orbs and Zeb did. Let all their princesses, like Zebab and Zalalun, for they said, let us see for our own use these pasture lands of God. O my God, blow them away like whirling dust, like chaff before the wind, as a fire roars through the forest and as a flame sets mountains ablaze. Chase them with your fierce storms. Terrify them with your tempests. Utterly disgrace them until they submit to your name, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and terrified forever. Make them failures in everything they do until they learn that you alone are called Lord, that you alone are the Most High Supreme over all the earth. Wow! May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 83.